She obviously didn't miss me as much as I'd missed her. Yeah, that all flew out the window as soon as Griffin said her name. The house was quiet. "Where is everybody?" I asked him as we jogged through the foyer. Uncle Ashton's booming voice answered from the basement.
"I cannot believe you! Showing up here like this!"
"Holy crap," I whispered. "He's ticked. What's going on?" "You'll see," Griff laughed. I trailed him down the stairs. When we rounded the corner, it felt like someone had jammed their fist in my gut. In the last 15 seconds, from the car to here, I'd gotten my hopes up. Like, way up. Walks along the beach, late night swims in the pool. After everyone fell asleep, I'd play my guitar and Charlie would sing with me. It wasn't that far-fetched. We weren't blood relatives, just two kids raised like family on Clean Slate Ranch. There were plenty of nights when we'd hung out, messing around, watching movies, writing goofy songs together. But none of my vivid 15-second fantasies involved him. Charlie, whose hair was braided in cornrows, was standing next to a guy who looked like Sid from Toy Story grew up and became a failed SoundCloud rapper. Wide leg jeans hung off his butt, showcasing dirty SpongeBob underwear, greasy black hair, and enough zits to convince me he'd never heard of benzyl peroxide. "Maybe he's a homeless guy she picked up on the beach, and she wants us to give him a place to shower. Maybe a meal?" Hey, it was the most generous thought I could come up with. But then his hand slipped around her waist, and another invisible punch hit me in the ribs. They were together? No. There was no way someone as classy as Charlie would be with him. Then again, she'd let somebody do that to her hair.
"Have you lost your mind?"
Ashton yelled. Charlie's eyes were wide. Her mouth opened, closed, and opened again. But wisely, no words came out.
"She has," Tally answered for her. "She absolutely has. There's no other explanation."
What was happening? Sure, her hair and this guy were questionable life choices, but they didn't warrant this kind of vitriol. But then I smelled it, just faintly, sweet, grassy, and a touch skunky. "Why does it smell like weed in here?" I hissed to my cousin Liam. He tipped his head toward the guy Charlie was with. Sure enough, Captain McSaggy Britches looked like he was floating, pupils blown, giggling under his breath like he'd just been told the world's funniest joke, not reading the room at all.
"You drop out of school, take off to Africa."
Ashton, a retired English professor, shuddered like he couldn't believe his kid had done that.
"Then you show up late to a family vacation with this announcement and expect us to be happy about it?"
"What announcement?" I whispered to Griffin on my other side, laughing into his fist. Liam wasn't laughing at all. He looked like he was going to be sick.
"I'm sorry, man."
My hands curled into fists, nails cutting into my palms. Liam knew. Once, when we were 15, he'd asked me, said it was obvious how I felt about Charlie, and promised not to tell anyone. He'd kept his word. Somehow Griff had never figured it out.
"You've known him for 3 weeks!" Ashton shouted, red-faced, a vein trying to explode from his neck. "And you got married by an African safari guide?"
I didn't even hear the next line because my entire body jerked at the word, married. It couldn't be true. Charlie had done some dumb crap in her life, but marry this guy? I dared to look at her left hand, certain I must have misunderstood. A small silver band on her ring finger cut deeper than any words ever could. The matching ring on his left hand only twisted the knife. My heart tried to hurl itself into my throat and choke me out of disbelief.
"You got married?"
My voice cracked for the first time in 3 years. Charlie's head swiveled on her shoulders like an owl. At the sight of me, her big brown eyes grew even bigger. She hadn't even known I was in the room.
"You're an idiot,"